Hello and welcome to Living Hip, a lifestyle brand and podcast which helps you own your life and live your best life. Hi, I'm Pam Geyer. I'm your host and I'm here to walk with you through this thing called life. Let's face it, life can be both messy and magical, and that's the fact. So why not grab hold of your life? Why not own it all? Why not design it in a way that suits you and not the world around you? It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to step into your greatness. It is time for you to bring along the parts of you that you've been trying to run away from. So we're going to grab our vulnerabilities. We're going to grab our vision and we are going to go and live authentically and unapologetically. Let's do this. Hi, this is Pam Geyer, your host of Living Hip. This episode is part of our self-care and self-aware month. These are all being recorded in February, but it doesn't matter because these apply every single month. So if you happen to be listening to this at a different time of the year, that's wonderful because this applies every day, 365 days a year, every month, and for everyone. So we have been talking a lot about self-care, and today's topic is the Living Hip lifestyle. So Living Hip is the brand that I created at least 12 years ago, and HIP stands for happy, inspired, productive, and peaceful. Now, that sounds pretty damn good, doesn't it? Who doesn't want to be happy? And who doesn't want to feel inspired? And I don't know about you, but it feels good to be productive, but also at the end, just like we all want peace. I think peace is such a top priority for me. And so when I created this brand, I was going through my own transformation. I was in my early 40s and I had, you know, kids at home, but they weren't babies anymore. I had built the successful business. I was, you know, living in a beautiful home and, you know, achieving so much. But the one little thing that I wasn't feeling too good about is that I knew I could feel better. I knew I wasn't taking the best care of myself that I could. And, you know, with it was a time of like, different things happening in business and the economy and all of this stuff. And at that point, I said, okay, I can't control any of this stuff going on around me, but I really want to feel better. And I want to grab hold of that. So even though I had exercise, I had done different things. So what happened with me, I really got into yoga, discovered yoga, and fell in love with it. You know, it was a love-hate in the beginning, but love. Afterwards. And I really, it was hot power yoga that I got into, and I completely prioritized myself like I never had before. It was always family and business. Those were my two priorities. And I would take care of myself, but after family, after business, after the home, and then me. And I changed that order around. I invested in myself first. And guess what? I went through this self-improvement, mind, body, spirit, transformation that was beyond anything I have ever done. I was eating better. I was my right size. I changed so many things. And it was yoga. I really got more in touch with my true self. And that experience really led to me developing, well, you know, what does this mean? What do you care about, Pam? What do you want? You know, I know my purpose in life is to empower and inspire women to become a better version of themselves. Simple. And I see a huge need, not only for that, but that we hold each other, you know, we raise each other up and we create more kindness and more empowerment and support of one another in the world. So more of a kindness movement that we, you know, that we are, you know, be that girl, not that girl. And I feel so strongly about that. So that was kind of the whole spirit of Living Hip back then. And it was really, it, for me, what I didn't realize that it was, I created tracks to run on. And when I say tracks to run on, it became a formula and then ultimately a foundation for me to live my life and be my best self. And what I have done is I've taught and trained others how to do the same. Okay. So it has been my ability to, you know, do work that I love to do. I love working from home. I love teaching women how to create an income alongside, you know, building their family and really dreaming and casting vision and aligning yourself and being in alignment with what that vision is. And these are not overnight processes. For some things they can be, but they take time. It's an evolution, but it's this ability to curate and design a life that you love. And, you know, sometimes when I say that, it almost sounds too good to be true. And literally, I'm the one that came up with this. Like, I believe in this. And sometimes it sounds too good to be true. And the reason it sounds too good to be true, I suppose, is that it's not all or none when it comes to living your best life. It's not, oh, you need to do X, Y, and Z before you arrive. What it is, in fact, is a vision. And what it becomes is both monthly, weekly, daily actions that align you with where you want to be, how you want to feel, and who you want to do life with. Okay? So those things are real. And that's truly what I have experienced personally. And I believe we all deserve that. You know, whenever I hear someone say, well, I can't do this because of that or this job or my boss, you know, like, you do not have to do anything. You can create the life that you desire. You are the boss of you and you call the shots. Full stop. Full stop. So in doing that and figuring that out, we need to look at our life and say, okay, what's working? What is working? And, you know, before we do that, I suppose we need to define, well, what does happy mean to us? You know, happy is not what's happening on social media with other people. Stop comparing yourself to others. Do not compare your behind the scenes challenges, thought bubbles, all the stuff, all the fears, all the insecurities, all the things that go alongside with your hope, your dreams, your passion. Don't compare that to someone's highlight reel, okay? When we are looking at social media, it is the highlight reel. It is, you see the good, you see the great. And you know what? That's not a bad thing, but we need to realize what it is. It is what it is, you know? So social media is not real life. You see this influencer and this body and this, you know, just don't pay attention. Turn the volume down. Put the blinders on. You're not competing with anyone. Stop competing. You're not competing with anyone. The only competition is with yourself. And guess what? You're not competing against yourself. You are your own best coach. You are your own best guide. You are your own best guru. And the more you can learn to tap inside of your genius and discover your genius and let her be her, the more you are living hip, the more you're shining and bringing your true essence to the world. And that's why we're here. We're not here to, you know, just, you know, dull down and, you know, compare ourselves to others. And that's just a waste of your energy, a waste of your time. And if you're in groups that with people that are pulling you down or, you know, a negative energy or vibe, run like hell. Get away from those people. You want to surround yourself with the dreamers, with the doers, with the feel-gooders, with the ones who are cheering each other on. the compassionate ones, the ones who genuinely care about people, the people that care about you. They want the best for you. They believe in you. You believe in them. They're not jealous. They're not competing. That is just so JV. That is so JV. But unfortunately, there's a lot of that out in the world because it's a natural thing. We can all get jealous. We can all be competitive. We can all do all of those things. And we need to be aware of our headspace and be aware that we're not competing with anyone. Life is way too short to be living like that. Ladies, we are no longer in high school. And until we show up as positive, kind, inclusive, positive women, there is no way we're going to raise and bring on other generations that do the same. So it begins with you. What are you doing to make your life better? What are you doing to bring out the best in yourself so you can bring that out and show others? What are you doing to share your positive spirit with the world? Now, it doesn't mean you're positive all the time. Heck no, no. You're going to complain. You're going to feel, say, you know, all of those things. That is life. That's the whole human experience, but it's understanding how to rise above it. Have your pity party for an hour, or even if you need a day, but you get back up and you show up and you build up. You build yourself up and you build those around you. That's what we are doing in this movement of Living Hip. It is about women owning their power, being unapologetic about who they are. Let your craziness, let your light, bright soul shine to the world. Let that freak flag fly, baby. Let it fly. You do you. And do even a better version of you, because guess what? The world needs that from you. We don't want carbon copies. We don't want to look like the, you know, influencer online. We don't, you know, stop the comparing. Stop the, I'm not good enough, or why is this person ahead when I should be doing, you know, like stop. Grab hold of yourself. Unleash your spirit, your love, your kindness, your connection, your energy. Create a vision for your life. You're not here to be mediocre. You're not here to live day to day. You're not here to be on the hamster wheel. You are here to live full out. And when I say live full out, it does not mean every day needs to be full of activity and craziness and fun. Living full out is being you. It's believing in your best. It is laughing unapologetically. It is surrendering to expectations you put on yourself and maybe others have of you. It's being your true self, your true essence, your beautiful self, your beautiful spirit, and letting that shine in the world. Can you feel this? Do you see this? Do you desire this? I know. You deep down know how special you are. You've got a light and you know it needs to shine. It is your time. It is your time to do that. Let your spirit soar. Stop comparing. Stop holding back. Stop worrying about what other people think. None of that's happening. That's all made up in your head. Replace it with different thoughts. Be yourself. Be unapologetic. Show up. Be you. Love yourself. Love others. And raise the vibration of this world. We cannot do this alone, but together we can do this. So Living Hip is mind, body, and spirit. It is you, yourself, feeding your soul, feeding your spirit, feeding your body, hydrating it, doing the things, thinking the things, and building the spirit of love and kindness that creates this light in the world that just can never, ever be dimmed. Thanks for being on. Thanks for living hip. And remember, take care of yourself, be good to yourself, and you'll bring that goodness out to the world. Let's do this. All right. Well, thanks guys for listening in to Living Hip. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I love that you're listening in and you're part of this movement. So Living Hip is a lifestyle brand. It's about you living the life that you desire and dealing with your discontents. It's a little bit of both, right? But beyond that, it's about women rising up, being better to themselves and being better to each other. Because I'm convinced when women take better care of themselves, show up as their authentic self unapologetically, and support each other in a positive way and build each other up, we will be unstoppable. And that is the movement. And I'm so glad you're here. So thanks for listening in. To learn more information about any courses or membership with Living Hip, you can go to my website. It is livinghip.com. Thanks.